The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
All right, it's 12 noon Central Time where we are, and we're live, right? Yesterday we weren't live because we had technical difficulties. Those have since been rectified. And so now we're back on the air on this Tuesday, and we've got more news here to cover. Officials in South Dakota and Colorado have certified proposed amendments that would enshrine the right to abortion in their state constitution. I hope you got that, right? Republican South Dakota Secretary of State Monique Johnson released a statement announcing her office had approved the abortion measure after certifying that it had the required number of signatures to appear on the November ballot. The ballot's placement can still be challenged before June 17th. So somebody's going to have to file a lawsuit to challenge it. Democrat Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, her office also issued a notice approving the measure to appear on the November ballot. South Dakota proposed abortion amendment would put forward by the group Dakotans for Health would allow abortions during the first trimester of pregnancy and would only allow the state to regulate abortion in the second trimester in ways related to the physical health of the pregnant woman. Now, you understand, they said the pregnant woman, not the birthing parent. They said the pregnant woman, not some guy in a skirt raping high school kids in the bathroom. A pregnant woman. Unlike Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is not a biologist and couldn't identify what a woman was. The amendment would allow abortion to be regulated or prohibited in the third trimester, except when necessary to preserve the life or death of the mother. You see, they don't care about the baby. They want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It doesn't matter. Abortion is currently outlawed in the state of South Dakota except to preserve the life of the pregnant female. If the measure appears on the ballot and passed by a simple majority, it would override the state's current law. Just so you know, the proposed abortion measure in Colorado, put forward by the group Coloradans for Protecting Reproductive Freedom, would entirely and ultimately enshrine the right to unlimited abortion in the state constitution, and would also override a 1984 measure that prohibits health insurance from covering abortions for public employees and those on public insurance. Abortion is currently legal in Colorado throughout pregnancy. But you hear what all the changes were? You know, there's a 1984 measure that says, sorry, health insurance doesn't cover abortions. That would be removed for public employees and those on public insurance. So in other words, you're on welfare, Medicaid, whatever. The state will now pay for your abortion. That's not right. You know it. I know it. But hey, you can't tell those people in Colorado that. You see, those are the ones that are out there that got their hand out like this. Because they think that the government owes them something. Government, you know, they're making demands of things of government. Government is not designed to do. And of course, Biden claims he was vice president during the COVID pandemic. Did you hear that? Yeah, his latest blunder came on Sunday when he claimed he was vice president during the pandemic and that former President Barack Obama sent him to Detroit to help fix it. Biden factually false comment came during the National Association of Advancement of Colored People dinner in Detroit, according to the Daily Beast. This gaffe comes as the latest Harvard-Harris poll shows that more than 3 in 5 voters think Biden's public lapses are becoming more frequent. Yeah, he just said there was some hostage held overseas in Israel that was just here in the White House. Oh, the guy is losing it. And this is one of the reasons why President Trump demanded that Biden be drug tested before the debate, because given what was going on during the State of the Union address, he was hopped up on something. And everybody knows it. But you want to elect this guy president again? I mean, isn't the country enough of a mess, or you want it more of a mess? We told you what the police department supervisor in Chicago told Michelle. Remember that? That story where he said, look, you don't have a gun, you should buy one. Oh, my gosh. Okay. We told you earlier about detoxing. See, there's a new story out. Microplastics, according to a study published in Toxicological Sciences, revealed the incredible prevalence of microplastics worldwide and their ability to penetrate nearly every part of the body. As a matter of fact, they found these particles are so small, micro or nanometers, or a billionth of a meter, they can be blown around by the wind and carried into waterways, and they're finding them in human and animal testicles. There's another reason why you may want to get on the detox. I mean, if things aren't functioning, right? The next most common polymer found in dogs was PVC, which is often used in different kinds of plumbing. Pretty scary. This is why a lot of people are going to PEX, because it doesn't break down like that. Or copper, because it doesn't break down like that. This is why we have Pine Power Plus, the Live It Cleanse capsules and oil, cilantro, pure essence of cilantro, and the Herbal Z's, as well as what we just talked about. And this is with Justin Porter, by the way, the Total Daily Purge. All right. Do some research on that and then call the Power Mall today to order 877-817-9829. 7 minutes after the hour of noon here, and we're moving along with economic news. Red Lobster has formally filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. We did not get a chance to tell you that yesterday because we weren't on the air. And, you know, like I said, I was keeping an eye on the lot that was sold in Longview, Texas. The lot went for $10,500 plus a 15% fee. So if you do the math, that's a little over, you know, $10,500. So it's about 12 grand by the time they paid for it. A little over $12,000 is what it cost them to clean out the restaurant. And they had 6 hours to do it in. So I would imagine they just left all the junk in there, which will have to be, you know, hauled away and thrown in the garbage. I hate to see that happen, but it's probably what's going to happen. Red Lobster had 700 restaurants and employed 58,000 people across the U.S. and Canada. This is pretty scary stuff. People are going to lose their jobs. This promotion they did, the all-you-can-eat shrimp deal that backfired? Yeah. I mean, they took 13 million in losses. Red Lobster estimated at assets in the range of $1 billion to $10 billion, with liabilities in the same range. The company calculated the total number of creditors. Are you ready for this? More creditors, more than 100,000. 100,000 creditors amongst all the corporations that were putting the umbrella under this thing. Oh, man. That's something else, huh? Moving right along here, the FDA has just granted Neuralink approval to insert a brain chip into a second patient. Imagine if you will. Yeah. The FDA has allowed billionaire Elon Musk's Neuralink to implant its brain chip in a second person after it proposed to fix a problem that occurred in the first patient. This according to Wall Street Journal. Earlier this month, Neuralink said tiny wires implanted in the brain of its first patient had pulled out of position. The company knew from animal testing the wires might retract, and they did. The company intends to fix it by embedding some of the device's wires deeper into the brain. I've created a monster. Yeah. No. Wow. They're going to implant this device in a second patient in June. They wanted to do it in a total of 10 people this year, adding that more than 1,000 quadriplegics had signed up for its patient registry. Now, if you're a quadriplegic, all right, understand that. What do you have to live for? See, that's a bad thing. What have you got to live for? This is crazy. Eric in Missouri, you have a question?
Yes, on stocks. I don't know if you've heard of the author. Well, he's also a trader. David Rogers Webb, he's got a book out on securities, and he says that when we buy these securities, it's not our personal property like it used to be. It's like, you know, you used to get certificates, and then they said, well, that was too cumbersome, so they figured out how to do it without it, but then they really could have done it with computers. And he says there's going to be creditors that come in, say a securities custodian fails, or, you know, up the chain where they fail. These other people that have been using derivatives or whatever, I can't really remember the terms. They'll get the collateral before you will.
Yeah, they'll get
the collateral before you will as an individual investor.
And what collateral with the security do you actually have, Eric? Do you know?
I meant well, you said collateral, but I assume that means value.
Well, what collateral, though, do you have? Value means nothing. What collateral do you actually have with the security?
Well, I don't know. That's the term he used. But
yeah, zero, Eric.
I guess the value of your stock, they would get their part first, you know. And like, well, you even said, like, your bank account at the bank, that becomes stock if
their
bank
property
gets in trouble.
Yeah, that's an asset to them, yep. Boy, what a
system. Works the same way with securities
now. Yes, it does. What a system we have. See, and they sell these things to investors with the idea that you're going to get paid principal and interest every month, and it's guaranteed by the servicer of the security. Especially in residential mortgage-backed securities, this is the biggest scam in the history of the world. So, I appreciate that, Eric. Thanks for the tip, and thanks for your call. Brady in Arizona, thanks for holding all this time. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's right. China, just a couple days ago, cashed in $60 billion worth of their treasury bonds because the dollar is going to zero, just like your previous caller was stating. I don't think too many people know in this country all these stuff is like your securities or your stocks. Well, I'm sure they do know, though. They're in dollars. So, like last month, when 90% of all the financial transactions between Russia and China were either done in rubles or the yuan, not in dollars anymore, that means that's going to be a 90% reduction in the value of the dollar. That's an economic fact. That's just what happens. When you don't use the dollar anymore for the petrodollar, you're just seeing right now, you're seeing a spike in the gold and the silver. Well, that's just a little blip now. We've hit the $30 mark. I think it's trading at 32 today. It's not going. People are like skeptical. Oh, that's kind of a high price to pay for silver. Don't be like that. Time to buy is right now, because each day when it jumps up $2 or $2 like it did over the weekend, one day you might wake up and it jumped $40 or $50 overnight.
And well, we have a lot of people.
What do you do?
Yeah, we have a lot of people out there, Brady, that are saying that gold's going to hit 3,000.
Real close to that coming. But you know what the funny thing is? I was watching Bibi Netanyahu in the International Criminal Court, and then Genocidal Joe in the background. He wants to put sanctions on the International Criminal Court. I thought that was kind of funny. But, what do you think's going to happen if nobody goes after the Israelis for what they're doing? You know, you've got 100,000 people that are either killed or wounded. You finally have somebody step in like the International Criminal Court, and supposedly just because they're not members like the Israelis, the U.S. and China aren't members, that they don't have to listen to the International Criminal Court and they can do as they please. Our biggest thing, though, like in the U.S., we're worried about a hooker taking our former president. That's what's going on in the news here. We're in World War III, and we're worried about some hooker going after former President Trump. I just don't know what the world is going to you-know-what.
Yeah, well, Brady, I got a question for you. Based on the conversation I had with people over last weekend about this trial, if you were a juror on this panel, impaneled on this jury for the Trump trial, would you be scared? I mean, you've been given carte blanche here to change history by putting a former president in prison. I mean, no other president has been ever put in prison, and you have the opportunity to put a president in jail. And what happens when you are part of that jury pool that actually does, knowing how the faithful behave? How would you feel? What's your opinion on that?
You know, and like I said, when these Democrats get like a win, just like they're screaming, they're jumping up and down, woohoo, we got abortion on the South Dakota ballot forever, yeehaw! And then they talk, we can take down Trump, a true nationalist of this country, a white man, we took him down. They're jumping for joy. You know, these people are absolutely satanic, psychotic. I don't know what we call these people. I don't even know what a woman is these days. And then to make it even worse, Dave, what is the definition of a Democratic woman? That's really going to confuse Ketanji Jackson Smith on that one.
Yeah, I know. Lately, I've never seen one. Anyway, I appreciate your call, Brady. But see, the point is, I was asking the question, if you were a juror in that jury, you were sitting on the Trump criminal jury, would you be scared right now? Kevin in Ohio, do you have an answer for that?
Man, that's a tough one, Dave. I don't live in New York, and man, I just wouldn't. They're going to release their names, so they'll be in trouble.
Well, I think they're going to march him right out of the courtroom after that trial is over if they convict Trump. And the prosecutor's like, he needs to go to jail right now. Forget sentencing. We need to hold him right now because he'll run. You know, I mean, can you imagine what they're going to be doing? Colangelo and everybody else is going to be all over this judge. They're going to have a sentencing date. And when's the sentencing date? After the election? You know, see, they've got all this garbage on their plate right now. And the thing is that the judge, his daughter, all these people out there, the ones sitting on the jury, the ones jumping up and down. I mean, literally, if they put Trump in jail, I would be scared if it was me on that jury. And I would say, you know, the reason they acquitted OJ, they didn't want that trouble coming to their doorstep. I'm afraid that a lot of these people have overlooked that fact, and they're going to listen to the judge's jury instructions. And if the judge puts out tainted jury instructions or changes what actually was what the indictment said and starts putting his own two cents in here, and they start jumping up and down and they get cited for contempt. I mean, this thing could turn into worse than a shift show once everybody leaves that courtroom.
You're right. Rodney King things. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big problem. What else is on your mind, sir?
Well, I tried real hard to call yesterday, and I couldn't get him. When you're talking about Zionism, can I make two statements about it or bring up two things I know of?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Real quickly. Oh, well, no.
Go ahead.
Whatever. Two things that really transformed our country or really the world. Number one was when Israel wanted to be recognized by the U.N., Dr. Stan Monteith found and reported that Nelson Rockefeller made an agreement with Israel that he would, you know, that we would vote to let him in if they didn't hunt down the Nazis in South America. And, you know, I suppose that probably included the paperclip people, too. And then secondly, that Jacob Javits, he transformed, he mongrelized our country. I think it was 64, him and another changed the immigration laws to stop accepting. They reduced the number of East Europeans being allowed to immigrate here, and it's just been accelerated all these years. So then, you know, I think we're a Mongol country now, pretty much.
It's just, I know. It's just every time I'm talking to people, Kevin, it's the same conversation over and over again. People are really freaking out over this thing. And then when you hear stories like what just happened, you know, with these illegal immigrants, it seems like we have at least 20 cases in this country every week where an illegal immigrant has done something that involves murder, rape, pillage, and plunder. 20 stories a week that this is going on across the country.
Yeah, and even the ones that were legal, that, you know, they mongrelized us. They brought them down from, started bringing them in from the Middle East and Africa. They're put ahead of white Europeans.
No.
That's what I have to say, baby.
I appreciate it, Kevin. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate your helping out the show, too. Patrice in Ohio, also from the Buckeye State. What's going on with you?
Yeah, well, I still believe that Hitler made his way down to South America because there's been all kinds of people that talk to Jeff Rentz every week and have proof that he did. So he cut himself the deal. So my question is, so this Cohen for Trump, did he submit an invoice for legal services to get reimbursed? And I never hear what was submitted. Because it could be that Donald Trump, yeah, you submit an invoice, I pay it. You said it's legal fees, you know, accounting, that's where it goes.
Well, and the thing is that they can't seem to get their head together because, see, if you were going to indict him on 34 or 40 or whatever the counts are, you would have to go through and actually show how each one of these 34 particular, or 40 particular counts, how they played out. You would have to, over a six-week period of time, you would literally have to, and what do? They bring in Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen and make it a shift show and make it all about sex and covering up, and Trump's a groper and Trump's a, you know,
whore around his wife. Yeah, but the case is supposed to be based on accounting.
Bingo. And you know, they haven't brought anybody forward. You see, that's why they're keeping him off the campaign trail.
I think he did submit an invoice. Yeah. I think that's why it's problematic. I think he submitted a fake invoice or whatever. And you submit an invoice, Whoop-dee-doo.
Yep. It's hard to know because we're not there. We were not in that court. I just know that when you bring in these two things and you subject the American people to it, which they have, and the media has played on it, you know, because both Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen want to make money off of this. And Stormy Daniels owes the Trump attorney firm $600,000, and she has refused to pay it. She doesn't care. She hates Trump. Cohen hates Trump. Cohen's mad because Trump didn't move him up in the organization. Everybody's got a bone to pick with Trump, and they're bringing it into that courtroom and confusing the jury. And the judge is going to have one hell of a time trying to straighten that jury out so they rule on the right thing. And it all is based on reasonable doubt, which good luck trying to find that. And if I was a juror, I would say, you know what? I'm tired of this whole thing. Acquit the man. Let's get on with our life. End of story. Patrice, thanks for your call.
And
I appreciate
that,
Yeah. I get it. I get what's going on right now, and I get how everybody is wound up over this. But there are people that are more wound up because they love Trump that much, and they think he's done good for the country. And if I was a juror on that jury pool, I would be scared-less. I didn't say the word. I would. If I was on that jury, I would be scared to death that they would get me if I convicted Trump. Because it had never been done in history before. And see, nobody's talking about that. Well, maybe they are. Maybe people are thinking about it. Maybe the jury pool is thinking about that. What could happen? It doesn't matter how many cops you have around the courtroom, when those jurors exit, if they convict Trump, wow, I'd be looking over my shoulder. I really would. There are people out there that love Trump so much, I wouldn't put it past them. This is what I'm saying. This is a dangerous world we live in. And you just don't know. If you're a juror in a jury pool and you go the wrong way with this thing, see, the whole thing is, this is not a civil trial where we have a preponderance of evidence, where we have a judge that says, oh, no, he's guilty. I'm fining him X number of dollars right out of the gate, and we haven't even had a trial yet. This isn't one of those, and they're still appealing that. But then you got a criminal trial where they got him for all these different counts, and then they bring in the three-ring circus. You know, I'm surprised we didn't have a donkey show out there. Huh. Boy, that would have been something. Boy, that would have really gotten the jury's minds off of stuff, huh? Yeah. I mean, that is how ridiculous this whole trial was. They might as well have had a donkey show, because there were all a bunch of assholes up there. And that's what they are, and you and I both know it. I just said it. You were thinking it. Scammers, by the way, more and more websites and services are making multi-factor authentication mandatory. Did you know? Maybe this is one of the reasons why we shouldn't be playing around on these websites, these little authentication websites, and people that are getting lured into two-step authentication. You know, see, this authentication in the middle is showing up in online media. That's what they call these man-in-the-middle attacks. They've existed for a while, and they appear to be gaining traction. And here's how it works. A user gets lured to a phishing site masquerading as a site that they normally use, such as a bank, an email, a social media account. And once the user enters their login into the fake site, that information gets redirected by the cyber criminals to the actual site without the user knowing it. The user is then prompted for their MFA step, that second step. You know, the multi-factor authentication step. They complete this usually by entering a code or accepting a push notification. This information is then relayed to the criminals, allowing them to log into the site. And once they get in there, they start changing the settings to lock you out. Then they clean out the bank account. Now, you know, if you have a question about anything weird, you need to call the bank. Do not navigate. This may help you understand why many platforms ask for your PIN or other authentication again when you try to change one of these settings. Be careful. Victims are lured to these phishing sites like these via links from social media. And you start inputting your email in there, and next thing you know, they're cleaning out your bank account. So here's the thing. How to protect yourself from these authentication in the middle type attacks. Keep your wits about you. Being aware of how scammers work is the first step to avoiding them. Don't assume sponsored search results are legit and trust that if something seems suspicious, they probably is. Use security software. Most security programs block these phishing sites. Use a password manager and consider passkeys. While it's still super important to enable this multi-factor authentication, may not protect you from every type of attack. We also have an argument about why legal identity is crucial to tackling the climate and energy crisis and how to make homemade orchid fertilizer. We're going to try to reach out back out to Andrew Rudolph by the time we get back from our very important message break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
In providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-8255. 9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let me know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
All right, it's 33 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, our time. We're in Central, of course. Andrew Ridout is back with us. And we appreciate that, Andrew, because there's all sorts of things going on in the world today that make it just the crazier. We've been talking about that all the last hour here with what AI is doing, what the news is doing, the Iranian president being killed, all of this stuff. And they're whitewashing that whole thing. And everybody's going, you know, I didn't do it, because the conspiracy theorists are out there and the Iranian government hasn't started accusing people yet. They're still looking into it. But you know, life goes on and we're here. And, you know, I told people down the road that AI was going to permeate our news cycles, and it has. And people are using it to create various things and put words in people's mouths, just like what they did with Ron DeSantis resigning from the presidential race way back when they put that 2-minute and 26-second commercial out. And that little thing that everybody was watching, it was entirely AI produced. And people looked at that and went, oh, my God, you know, and they believed it. And I told people, pretty soon you're not going to know what to believe. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, it's more than fair. I mean, with deep fake technology, you can make anyone say anything, and there's really nothing out there to detect the fact that it's AI generated.
Aren't they going to start requiring, I mean, I'd like to see them live up to that, because this is, oh, no, from now on, we'll put there, this is AI generated content. You really think they're going to do that?
Well, it comes down to a matter of, you know, will these platforms be able to detect themselves that it's AI generated? Because right now it's partially us opting in. But if there's a real nefarious actor, right, that is really trying to sway an election, there's very easy methods that they can take to hide the fact that it was AI generated.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing that I'm worried about, because, you know, you used to be with the Trump White House, right?
I was, 4 years.
And what did you do for them?
I did a variety of jobs, but the last 2.5 years, I was one of President Trump's senior advance leads for operations and logistics. Basically, we fixed stuff all across the globe. going ahead of the president for any visit, whether it's a rally or an international summit. We were the ones on the ground days and weeks ahead of time, planning everything out, overcoming any challenges, making sure that the president and the America First agenda could shine through on a global stage.
So you were part of the advance team. We can safely say that.
Safely say. Over 300 trips.
Wow. And thank you for the service that you rendered to the government, because I think that, you know, we didn't have really any war going on. We weren't really, except Afghanistan. I mean, and he was getting ready to pull us out. And unfortunately, the way that worked out, that wasn't on him. That was on Biden that made the mess of things. And so I'm sure that, you know, all of these things, you keep shaking your head and going, it could have turned out different.
Oh, it could have turned out drastically different. I mean, you as you stated, President Trump already had a pull out plan. And then, you know, under Biden, General Milley, who was chairman
early
of the Joint
modern
Chiefs,
Milley. Yeah.
He was like, I had no idea about this. We had no plan, nothing at all. And it's like, well, you had about 2 years to plan for this. And there was a plan. You just, the Biden administration didn't have a plan, is what he was really saying there.
Yeah, they were. And now, so when you couple, like, what happened with the president of Iran and the foreign minister and all the other people on board that chopper? And you had three choppers in the air, and one of them has a technical error. And then you have Gemini AI in the mix. Now, Google is going to launch this, and now people are referring to this as a plague. Why is that so?
You know, it's already launched. I hate to tell you. It's already here. Last week, Google announced that they had integrated it into their entire ecosystem, right? And we remember a couple of months back when – you know, they first launched Gemini, and it was giving us pictures of an African-American pope and, you know, all these different characters when you type in the words founding fathers, none of them being actual representation of the founding fathers. And, you know, so you have to remember AI, at least the AI that we deal with now, it's not sentient. It's not Terminator. It is a massive amount of data that some nerds that are nameless, unrepresentative, and companies like Google are able to sit there and pour their biases into these platforms. And when they're doing that, we're seeing the direct result. Now, they took it down because there was a massive amount of backlash, because it was visual, it was obvious that it was, they were producing misinformation. Let's be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. Yeah. They were producing misinformation when you're typing in a factual term, you know, like founding father, and it's giving you everything but the real founding fathers. So they took it down. They threw lipstick on a pig, and they relaunched this thing. And they're like, oh, by the way, not only did we put it in our search engine and on YouTube, but it's in your Gmail. It's in your Google workspace. It's in every single aspect of their platform, whether it has the name Google on it or it's a subsidiary. It's everywhere. WhatsApp even has it now. And so, you know, you start to look at these things, and it becomes very concerning, because it takes years to build these AI models. And so to say over the course of a month or two, they fixed all the problems. No, they, you know, masqueraded them, but the inherent biases are still there. And, you know, Google, it there's over 2 billion people that use that site daily. Now, if they start saying, hey, AI, we want to start pushing Democratic policies and agendas, they're going to be able to hit us both overtly and covertly and start to sway the mindset and the narrative in this country to be one that they approve of. And so, you know, we start to live in, I would say, an Orwellian state.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Now, the thing that gets me, though, is that you go on to do a Google search, and people are switching to Brave or DuckDuckGo or whatever the case may be, and it still tries to link back. I mean, when you go to Gmail, for example, which a lot of us have Gmail accounts, and you try to search news links off of those accounts, can, you know, if you went to like DuckDuckGo and tried to search for those same news links, would you still get blowback from Gemini?
Yes and no, right? You know, the platforms themselves, they are, take Brave and DuckDuckGo, and, you know, there are a few others out there. They are either building their own repositories and their search engines, or they're linking them off of other providers. Depending if they're proprietary or if they're linked, you know, you may have some blowback and some influence from the Google platform and Gemini. But at the same time, Bing, Microsoft, they've created their own AI, not as, you know, overtly bad, but you have to believe that they still have their own problems in there as well. And so, you know, yeah, you're going to see, especially if you're on the Google platform, you're going to see the stories that they want you to see.
Well, and the other thing that scares me is Google Scholar. And I'm sure you know about that. And I've used it. And you type in search terms, and up comes everything that is pro-bank, pro-government, pro, and you can't find anything, like, for example, where homeowners want a foreclosure. I just found a case from the Supreme Court of Hawaii where U.S. Bank lost a case. And I'm like, yes, because it was representing one of these closed REMIC trusts way out there. And they were trying to evict somebody from their home on the Big Island. And I read through this and I went, oh, my gosh, you know, see, somebody, there was a technicality involved in this. And that's one of the reasons that U.S. Bank got shut down. But don't think they're not going to try it again, because they want that real estate and they'll lie to the judge to get it. And we know they have, because we've uncovered cases in New York that say that U.S. Bank is nothing but a shell trustee for the servicers who are stealing the homes. But see, Google Scholar, when you go on there to do the research, none of those cases pop up.
You know, thankfully, our law and legal professionals have their own platforms that aren't Google Scholar. So they're able to actually pull up the real precedents and use that. But to the layman's man that's trying to do their own research, it does make it difficult to really find that information. And that's why, you know, I always say you got to do your research, look at multiple articles. But it's also important, you know, if you're finding those articles initially on Google, you need to go to a different search engine to make sure that you are getting both sides of the story, right? And, you know, it's important as well, you know, if you're sending information to your email, make sure it's not Gmail, because they're only going to let stories that they approve of into your inbox, right? And so there are a lot of things that I think people don't quite fully grasp yet that, you know, it's not just your search engine. It's not just you being proactive. You know, they're monitoring and filtering and deciding what comes in your inbox, what is searchable on other platforms. You know, they're even looking at the documents that you upload to, say, Google Workspace.
That is scary. And see, I don't even do the cloud. I'm not on the cloud at all. I don't store anything up there. As a matter of fact, I contracted with a private server a long time ago to store all my cases, and I realized, boy, what a waste of money that was. You know, because I was paying like, you know, $6,000-$8,000 over the course of a 4-year contract to store all that stuff up in space. And it was the same one the government uses. So yeah. I just am like scratching my head. But see, the thing is that there have been attorneys also that have been going and saying, look, the same thing is happening on LexisNexis and Westlaw, which is Thomson Reuters. That same bunch is also filtering cases out that are not advantageous to the consumer and are all pro bank and pro lawyers and pro everything else, you know, pro government. They're filtering out cases so you can't find them, even though they know they're there. They don't want you to see them because they don't want you to win your case. And see, I have a feeling, and attorneys are complaining about this. This whole system is going to have a redo to filter this out. It's like something I mentioned before we went on the air, is if you, as the operator of liberationtech.com, are trying to create your own parallel economy. How would that work?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's very basic, right? It's called capitalism. And when you look back at it, you know, AI is a tool, right? And it can be used in a beneficial way. But the fact that these technology companies are just saying, take it, you don't have an opt-in ability, you don't have the right to consent, that's where it becomes a problem. So we started Liberation because we realized there was really only the big cloud providers, and there weren't many options, right? There were a bunch of resellers, you know, different labels, but still Google Cloud, AWS, and everything else. And so we started Liberation to give people that option, right? The parallel economy is nothing more than, you know, the capitalistic society. You know, you have the ability to do business with companies that align with your values, that aren't necessarily going to push something on you that you don't agree with or want to begin with. And so, you know, we've built that. We built a alternative to Microsoft Teams and Google Workspace. We've built an alternative to, MailChimp and Constant Contact. And we've built these platforms. You know, some of them have, you know, AI tools and stuff like that, but you can elect to use them or not, right? Everything is completely opt-in. It's completely siloed. You know, one of the things that we have on Liberation Campaign, which is our MailChimp alternative, we have a system, an AI, that we've kind of taught, hey, this is what Google is flagging as spam. This is what Microsoft is flagging as spam. And if you allow for it to scan, it'll give you recommendations how to get around their spam filters, right? And so there are great tools to help you achieve success. But, you know, with us, it's completely by your own opt-in, your own consent. And that, I think, is a critical piece as we move forward in this age of AI. It's all about the user consent.
Right. Now, you wrote an op-ed about give me liberty or give me this post has been deleted. What was that about? That was an Epoch Times article, was it not?
It was, yeah. And, you know, the whole concept of that is, you know, we are in this kind of critical moment of society, right, where, you know, it is up to us, the everyday man and woman, to stand up and start pushing back, right, and saying, technology providers, you do not have the ability to just arbitrarily decide what information we receive, what information we're allowed to publish. And it's so critical because censorship is a double crime. You know, I believe it was Frederick Douglass said, you know, it's a crime against the speaker to censor them, but it's also a crime against the listener because you are depriving them their ability to hear that information and make their own informed decisions, right? You know, that kind of ability to make ourselves, you know, the deciders of our fate and what we want to believe is essentially being stripped from us.
Yeah, so much for informed consent. Oh, yeah, they're totally safe and effective, those jabs out there. Yeah, you just go ahead and take a bunch of them. Take the boosters, too, while you're at it. They're safe and effective. And yeah, that was all a lie.
And, you know, with what Google did in the last 2 weeks by rolling Gemini out across the entire platform, you know, it caused a really scary kind of realization into society. You know, there are over 2 billion people globally that visit the Google website every single day, right? And there are some projections out there. You know, Dr. Epstein has said, you know, this AI, Google and these other technology companies can potentially sway 5.5 to 25 million voters in this upcoming election. That means that there are these technology companies that are not accountable, not elected, unrepresentative of us, that could sway the outcome of who's the next president. And, you know, we saw in the Twitter files, they have a bias. They clearly support one side over the other, and they're willing to do anything that they have to ensure that those individuals stay in power, because that power is then transferred back to them by a government that is relatively looking the other way on these technology companies.
Now, so when you have Truth Social and platforms like that, those are free of all this, right? Or are they?
You know, it's been a while since I've looked under the hood of some of these. You know, I think you kind of have to look at each one of them. Are they censoring people? Are they kind of calling in or suggesting you not post something? Well, you know, if they are, then they're probably not in a good spot. But I don't have any reports that come to mind of Getter or True Social censoring individuals, right?
Well, I mean, they let Biden on.
right. You know, and I think that at the end of the day, it's sad, the fact that free speech is now a political term, right? Free speech, you know, at Liberation, if you're a Democrat, we'll support you. Our kind of thing is, as long as you're not breaking the law, you know, you're not trafficking humans and doing some terrible things to minors, we don't really care. Right. Because that is the entire purpose of the Constitution. You know, free speech is a God given right, reinforced by our founders. And, you know, the Internet is just a virtual town hall. And so we can't be like those that we are trying to replace. You know, we need to be better than them, giving everyone a platform to speak their mind, whether we agree with it or not.
Right. Now, see, there's been some other attempts at, like what I was talking about earlier, this parallel economy. Gab and Parler. Now, we know that Parler got taken down and then put back on because they were all dependent on Google for sustenance.
Yeah, well, AWS in Parler's situation and what they did there is AWS said, you're violating our terms and conditions. They couldn't really state what rules or laws they had broken, right? They put language in their terms and conditions like offensive language, right? No true definition of that. So it's up to them to decide what they deem as offensive. And then, yeah, Parler was given like 72 hours to move all of their information off, a feat that was impossible to do. But yeah, I mean, we see this time and time again. And unfortunately, I'll tell you this, there are conservative platforms, conservative organizations that are still sitting on Amazon and that are still sitting on Google Cloud. And I have these conversations and they go, no, it won't happen to us. And it's a little concerning because this election is going to be critical and to essentially enter into the cycle of insanity where, you know, the same thing happens time and time again and you expect a different outcome. Well, guess what? When it's your number that they call, you're going to be wishing you had made some changes earlier. And you know, that's the beautiful thing. It's not all doom and gloom. You can these decisions now. You can ditch Gmail. You can ditch Zoom. You can ditch Constant Contact and get over to companies that are more ideologically aligned.
Right. Well, see, the other thing, too, is YouTube. That seems to be another big platform, and people are opting to get off of YouTube and get onto Rumble instead. Rumble, are they totally censorship-free?
I believe that they are working towards that. I, you know, do know that there's maybe some things that they still have to button up. I think that in principle, though, you know, from their leadership and everything else, yes, they're censorship-free. You know, obviously, I'm not a representative of their company, but from, you know, the interviews that I've seen, the folks that I've talked to, I think that they are on the right course. I think technology, you know, they're working for that full independence, but it's not something that you can do overnight. Just like building Gemini is not something that you can restructure in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, but they launched that thing just willy-nilly, and the blowback was, I mean, that's just about as bad as blockchain. I mean, you've worked with blockchain a little bit. The blockchain basically is part of the CBDCs, isn't it?
To a degree. Just like AI, I think that there are good use cases and there are nefarious use cases, right? I think that, you know, for storing information, making it transparent and accountable, yeah, there are beneficial use cases. But, you know, if you look at the central bank digital currency, especially if that currency and that tokenized blockchain is going to be used to control people's buying habits or, you know, giving them a social score, that's where it enters a more nefarious act, right? It's not necessarily the technology, but it's those that wield the technology for nefarious ways. That's what you really have to be concerned about at the end of the day.
All right. So now if you develop your own private cloud hosting servers.
Yeah.
This is what you're working toward.
Yeah.
You want to replace iCloud with your own server. Is this something that's up in space or is it down here? Where is it?
It's very much here in the United States. And so, you know, we're building out infrastructure both on, you know, general land, but we're also working with some Native American tribes, some offshore capabilities as well, you know, giving our customers the ability to decide for themselves, you know, multiple options. That's what's important. And then, you know, building in some world-class cybersecurity so our clients don't have to think about it, but we can still protect them against the ever-evolving threat because it's not just political threats. You know, China, Russia, they're still going to try to interfere in our elections. They're going to try to take down our power grid and other capabilities. So that's what we're working to build at Liberation Tech.
Well, we appreciate that, Andrew Riddell. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. And we'll have you back on again the closer we get to Election Central. We're trying to stay on the air. And you know how that goes, you know, the way the economy is sucking wind these days. Anyway, we appreciate you, sir. God bless you for the work you're doing. And thank you for your service to the Trump administration. And we will see you next time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time for this segment. We will be back tomorrow, hell or high water. And, you know, we are always talking about the good stuff and trying to keep you informed with what's real. And no, I'm not run by AI, so you don't have to worry about that. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Do something nice for somebody today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call, now more than ever. We need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.